When it comes to appliance discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and GE kitchen appliances at the lowest price along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
He said.
And then, of course, we have Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Fox.
He said.
I believe the person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job.
Monday night, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are face-to-face in the first presidential debate. Aaron Katursky of ABC News will anchor this important event at 8 p.m., joined by a team of correspondents and analysts.
I'm Jessica Machetta with KTRS News. We'll be live after the debate with reaction from political analysts, journalists, and the listening public right here on the Big 550.
Listen to live coverage of the first presidential debate Monday night, beginning at 8 on the Big 550, KTRS.
Hour two, straight ahead. Scott Sherman, in for Paul Harris, on Frank's assignment day, and the day of the inaugural KTRS golf outing.
That's what they should have called it.
For backstoppers. Pleased to be behind the mic, first with Max Foisy, who is in for Eon the Peon, and our mystery, and now not such a mystery, guest host, question mark, and in for Dan Strauss, so one and only, you know him, you love him, from the Josh Gilbert Show with John Carney, Mr. Josh Gilbert.
Hi, everybody.
I don't know where the applause is.
How are you doing?
Oh. I'm just going to do this.
Thanks. Okay, I'm doing well. Did we already do the Burke segment? Am I late? Am I late for that?
An hour late.
Oh, okay.
How's your trouser mouse?
Zip.
Are we just going to act out all the sound effects?
Yeah, I think so.
You may know a lot about Josh because, again, he is on every show except this one, and now he's on this one. But filling in for Dan, taking your calls, which we want to throw out the numbers. I know you know them, but 314-969-5877, 888-550-5877. And about a third of phones star KTRS.
Can I share the latest from our OMG young lady?
Yes, but I want to tell people why they're calling, because they may not know.
Okay.
Why are we calling? Are you fixing our tickets today? I might be, but we're not doing that today. That's Thursday. I want to get your thoughts on this Colin Kaepernick Pledge of Allegiance National Anthem protest thing. So if you want to talk about that, those are the numbers. Max, we have an update.
Take you back to yesteryear, just a few short minutes ago. We got this text. OMG, I'm getting a ticket for
First of all,
yes.
I made a sexist comment, which I stand behind, was a chick.
You mean the one off the air? Or
no. This one? No, yeah. The one on the air. That was a chick. The OMG was a chick.
Well, we'll get to that. Okay. It says, OMG, I'm getting a ticket for following too closely on the highway. Then I got yelled at for not pulling over on the side of the highway and pulled off at the first exit into a parking lot. Now, you, Scott, offered to fix this for free if it was in St. Anne.
That's right.
And then you also you called her a chick because of the OMG.
It's a rat court.
Yes. So we got a response here after we went on the air, and she says, yes, I am a chick.
Yep.
And no, it wasn't St. Anne. It was St. Louis City. I'm thinking I am lucky to get following too close. Instead of driving 75 miles an hour, I have a small lead foot. And by the way, I didn't stop on the off-ramp of the highway because I didn't want to screw up traffic since it's rush hour, and that's why I went all the way to a parking lot.
Is chick the preferred nomenclature? Is that okay to say?
I think so. Okay. I wouldn't have said it otherwise. If it was inappropriate, I wouldn't have said it. I think it's still... I mean, I'm not Sinatra, so, you know, I'm not going to say the... You know.
Well, she referred to herself as a chick.
More than
what acceptable. I don't like about this, though, is that she admitted to going 75 miles an hour.
I don't like the admissions, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to even go down that road.
I will, if she's allegedly involved in a case like that and she does get a ticket, I will represent her at a discounted price for my involvement with in relationship with the large morning show. So call in. So not only that, but Josh Gilbert is a, you know, we know about Dan being a fine harmonica player. We hear it a lot on the show. I've heard it. I understand that he has auctioned off lessons.
He also brought his harmonica to the golf outing, the inaugural golf outing today. He actually brought it and was serenading us. And I have to say, I don't know of a finer harmonica player than Dan.
No, I mean, you know, you can take John Popper, the late Paul Butterfield, Bob Dylan, and you can just throw them away. Lousy, awful, you know, forget it. Howlin' Wolf, I think he played the harmonica. You can Google that. No one better than Dan Strauss, except maybe Josh Gilbert. Josh, we do have, you don't have a harmonica with you.
No, I got one right here.
You do? Okay. Yeah, can you open that up for us?
Okay.
What? He is good. Good
not
heavens.
Too flashy.
Wow, look
not
at
too
that.
Flashy, you know, that nice...
What's that, Springsteen?
Piano accompaniment in the background.
He not only... The harmonica sounds like a piano.
Yeah, that was Max
and his
on the
microphone
keys.
Smells like a beer.
I did bring my little Casio.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are you auctioning off lessons?
No. Okay. No. Are we doing trivia today? No. Okay.
Don't have the donuts.
Mmm, Cottleville.
I love this show. I do. I really do. 314-969-5877-888-550-5877. Let's set this up. Max, about a month ago.
I like how I put the show sheet together, by the way. It says 415, Josh Gilbert slash Colin Kaepernick, as if they're sort of doing the same thing right now, which I don't think they are.
No, they're not. So, if we play the Pledge of Allegiance right now, that man would stand at attention.
I believe so.
Especially if Martin told him to. Or Carney. All right, so Colin Kaepernick is, I guess he's the backup quarterback now for the San Francisco 49ers. He used to be the starting quarterback. And about a month ago is when they started preseason NFL football. And they play the national anthem at sporting events. And this guy doesn't stand up. And maybe he's got a bad knee, maybe his back hurts. No, no, he's not standing because he's upset about the relationship between the police and members of the African-American community. So he is not going to stand. First of all, the national anthem is not the police anthem. There is no police anthem. And the police...
It's not bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? I thought that was the police.
And the police in certain parts of the United States, you know what that has to do with being patriotic. I thought that you do that out of respect to the country. You do that out of respect to soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen. And you kind of do it out of respect of the freedom of which you have under the United States Constitution. So I don't know what he's doing in an effective way, because we kind of talked about effectiveness versus the right. And then people, including the President of the United States, came to sort of Kaepernick's defense about his right of free speech at these football games to take a knee during the national anthem. Now, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but not everybody's entitled to their own facts. Kaepernick and the president and the people that said he has a right of free speech are wrong. There is no First Amendment right to free speech at work. Unless you work in a government agency under some very narrow parameters. So, number one, Kaepernick, not only is he a football player, he works for the San Francisco 49er Football Club, or whatever the name of that organization is that plays football. They're not a government entity. They pretty much can kind of tell him mostly what to do and how to do it. And not only that, he's the member of a union called the National Football Players Association, or something like that, who made what's called a collective bargaining agreement between themselves and the NFL, widely regarded as the worst union in not only sports, but just about the history of unions, the NFLPA. They suck. further. They're just awful. They're a little better than they used to be. They're still awful. In that agreement, there is a provision called Article 11, which essentially says that players, for their behavior that's non-criminal even, on the field or off, can be punished. Tom Brady, did he violate a law by throwing footballs that had a little bit less air in it than maybe they should have? No. And now he's not playing for four games, and it's costing him millions of dollars. So for conduct unbecoming, whether you're, I don't know, Ray Rice and you punch your girlfriend in the face, is that the right guy? His kids? I don't know. Or you're Adrian Peterson. And you smack your kid on the tuchus with a stick, and they don't like that. Or whatever it is that you're involved in, steroids or DWIs or domestic violence or smoking weed or whatever, the conduct unbecoming article in the NFLPA and NFLCBA says you can be punished. And punished by who? Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the league under Article 46. I think that's actually true. You have seen, if you follow this football stuff, that the commissioner has so much power that he's essentially the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court and the executioner all in one guy, and that's pretty much been held up. So Colin Kaepernick, you're wrong. And President Obama, you're wrong. Colin Kaepernick has no free speech right during a football game while he's in uniform to stand up or sit down or make any political speech. They were fining guys for wearing red, white, and blue shoes during 9/11. Fortunately, they were also fining guys who were going to wear those stupid shoes that Kanye West was selling. That's because they have a deal between the NFL and Nike or whoever it is about the shoes. The 9/11 one, I think, was a terrible idea. So that's wrong. Free speech and First Amendment is something that you're protected from the government behavior, not from private behavior.
But the 49ers didn't necessarily have a rule for their players. If they had a rule that said you got to stand up, Colin Kaepernick would have to stand up. Is that what you're saying?
Look, they also don't have a rule that says that the quarterback can't lay down on the ground 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage and take the snaps on his back. And they say, if you do that again, we're going to put you on the bench. But, of course, he's the backup, so he's already on the bench. So these don't have to be all these rules that are written down. It's like this. Okay, pal, I get what you're doing. Don't do it again, or we're going to start fining you. Now, to Colin Kaepernick's credit, just one bit of credit, he donated or said he's going to donate $1 million of his salary, which is $12 million, to a charity. Okay, good. Put your money where your mouth is. But there are other idiot players that are taking this free speech thing and using it as their own personal platform. Max's favorite team, the Dolphins. Other players on the 49ers, players around the league.
Not involve the Dolphins in this. Come on.
No, I'm sorry to do that. But two things. One is it's a business. And when the NFL loses enough viewership and they can't charge the ad rates because they are the crack, the entertainment crack of American society. And according to Forbes, they're down 12% on Monday Night Football, on Thursday Night Football, and on the CBS channels, and down a little bit on Fox. And when the money starts to dry up, Roger Goodell, who's a complete hypocrite, by the way, and should have cracked down on this guy a long time ago, then he will do something about it. But it's all about money. But that's not even the whole point. The point is this. It's not a government. What is a government? A school. And Josh mentioned to me that Missouri passed a law that went into effect at the end of August, requiring now the Pledge of Allegiance to at least be performed every day instead of once a week in the public schools or Missouri schools to get public money. I like the Pledge of Allegiance, but back in the 1940s, during World War II, there were a couple of cases that came down that fleshed this out about whether or not kids in school could be compelled to give the Pledge of Allegiance. The challenge was because these were Jehovah's Witnesses and they were a religious objection. And in a case called Barnett, 1943, 6-3 decision written by Justice Jackson, who actually ended up being chief prosecutor at Nuremberg a few years later, he said, no, you can't compel these kids who have a religious belief to not pledge to a flag, they only pledge to their God, to make them do the Pledge of Allegiance, overturning a case called Gobitis a couple years earlier. So if the government can't compel the kids to do the Pledge of Allegiance, that's still protected religious freedom, and it's a knock against compelled speech by government. But in a private setting, if an employer says to their employee, take your Hillary Clinton button off, or take your Donald Trump button off, or take your Jill Stein button and leave because she's crazy, then quite frankly, it's really okay for that employer to do it. And what Colin Kaepernick has walked into is not only is his protest wrong-headed and stupid and ineffective and ridiculous, but has nothing to do with free speech. All right, I promised I'd take calls. I promise we will take your calls. Call back, hang on, and we'll hear from you. 969-5877, 888-550-5877, or star KTRS.
Has been cleared off the Poplar Street Bridge that had been blocking the right two lanes westbound 5564 into downtown St. Louis. However, we're still seeing delays back towards Highway 70 headed into downtown St. Louis. It's stop and go through that stretch there. Cleared the incident as well eastbound on Highway 64 near Clarkson. Still seeing delays, though, from the valley up towards 270 eastbound on 64. Westbound on 64, you're on the brakes now between Grand and McCausey. Southbound 170 remains heavy between Olive and 64. Eastbound on 64 headed towards the Poplar, seeing delays from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 70, heavy now approaching the roadwork near 170 from 270. That's causing folks to bail out and take 270 up in North County. You're heavy between 370 and 170. Southbound 270 this afternoon, you're on the brakes now between Page and Highway 44. Seeing delays as well. Southbound on 141 approaching Big Bend and Highway 44. And it's heavy this afternoon westbound 64 between Highway 94 and the merge with Highway 70 in Wentzville. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you need most. And right now it's a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in store. Staples, make more happen. Frank Glenn with KTRS Fix the Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your roof. Not something that you want to talk about, really, and certainly not something you want to spend money on, because it's not something you can show to your friends when they come over. They won't see the roof work that you did, so you're reluctant to spend money. I get it. But you know what? If that roof isn't taken care of, the water, the elements seep in, and the things that do matter that are under that roof, all of a sudden they get compromised. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to keep you safe. Allen Roofing, since 1972, has been taking care of your friends, your neighbors, maybe even you, doing top-notch work on your roofing, on your gutter, on your siding. In fact, Contractor Magazine calling it one of the best in the entire country. Three locations, Ellisville, Missouri, St. Peter's, and Caseyville, Illinois. All the work you need for your roof, aroofing.com.
Hi, this is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. Nearly all of us have appliances that break down. A washing machine, a dryer, a refrigerator, an ice machine, or a stove. Nothing can be more frustrating. Who can we call for quick, reliable service at a reasonable price? Who is the standard in service? I'd like to suggest the good folks at St. Louis Appliance Repair. They've been in business since 1958, providing award-winning service for manufacturers such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Asco, Bosch, Thermador, Decor, True, Maytag, Genair, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. St. Louis Appliance Repair technicians are factory factory-certified professionals who take care of your home while fixing those broken appliances. Chances are, if you're hearing this commercial, St. Louis Appliance Repair is in your area. For the sophisticated homeowner, St. Louis Appliance Repair is the appliance repair company that sets the standard for service with knowledgeable, respectable, professional team, because only St. Louis Appliance Repair has a trusted 58-year history. Locally owned and family-operated, give St. Louis Appliance Repair a call at 636-349-5588. That's 636-349-5588 or stlappliancerepair.com.
Do you have deck envy? You know you want your deck and you've decided that's it. Next summer, you're going to get your outdoor living deck, but you want to get 2016 prices. Well, you're in luck, because at Outdoor Living, they will let you lock in your 2016 prices now for that deck next summer. Now, Pat Leahy and the crew at Outdoor Living, they'll try and get it done by the fall, and if they can't, that's okay, because you will still be guaranteed the 2016 prices, because each year the prices go up, but not for you if you act now. Call Outdoor Living and Pat Leahy. They have 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, all at their world headquarters in Clayton, right there. Outdoor Living on South Holmes Road near Big Bend and I-44. You can see it from the highway. 314-966-3325. Or for 2016 prices for your 2017 deck, OutdoorLivingInc.com.
The Diamond family is moving to their new superstore. This is the moving sale you don't want to miss. Save up to 60% store-wide on thousands of fine jewelry pieces. All of it must go. The Diamond family is moving to their new location and selling this location to the bare walls. Hundreds, if not thousands, of fine jewelry pieces priced for immediate sale, up to 60% off. The Diamond family is located at Lafayette Center on Manchester Road in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5. You don't want to miss this sale.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert after another one has gone missing. Taylor Alloway is on the scene.
Despite the best efforts of law enforcement, the criminals remain at large. I spoke with the police moments ago.
96 elephants are lost every day. We just don't have enough of a force to protect them all against poaching.
At the rate they're disappearing, there will be no elephants left to lose in 10 years.
And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Did you know Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Missouri offers a program that adds more value to the benefits you offer your employees and saves you money? Live Health Online gives your employees immediate access to a doctor through live video consults, making it fast and easy to get the care they need. And for employers like you, that equals extra savings with fewer visits to higher-priced facilities and healthier employees who spend less time out of work. Isn't it time your healthcare benefits actually saved you money? Call Anthem at 314-923-4635 to learn more.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
I'm very psychedelic, baby.
The Big 550, KTRS.
On the Large Morning Show, Scott Sherman in for Paul, in for Frank. And we played this for Josh because he played his harmonica for us. He hates the Eagles. There you go.
I think he actually likes the Eagles. I mean, we should let him speak for himself. He has a microphone. I think he was just quoting Josh, Big Lebowski.
No, I hate the Eagles.
He does hate the Eagles. Yeah. We've discussed this.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't. I happen to like. And even an Eagle lover, an Eagle hater can get along, Josh.
That's right.
Not the two of us, but other people.
Is it strange that I don't like the Eagles, but I sort of like Don Henley? Like,
yeah, no.
Solo stuff? Yeah, he's the worst one. He's the Eagles, man.
Did I ever say, and I've said this a thousand times, that I spent some time when I was living in Michigan, living in the hometown of the now Lake Glen Fry, right down the street from where he grew up?
I did not know that.
There you go. I have said that. Thanks for everyone for waiting, in particular Rob, who has waited through my soliloquy and all the ads. Rob, welcome to the Large Morning Show.
How you doing, Scott? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
I'm the heroin trucker, if that rings a bell with you. And I sent you that email about the truck.
Yes, sir.
The Colin Kaepernick thing.
We don't have the board.
Hey, that worked.
Okay.
I was the Colin Kaepernick thing. I agree with everything you said, and you know, if I was a business owner, you know, the owner of the 49ers, yeah, I'd give him the rest of his money on his contract because I'd have it and tell him to hit the road. But, you know, we've been telling him since Ferguson, telling people, you know, you got to find a different way to protest, you know, and I that's the only thing that kind of sticks with me is, you know, are we being hypocritical by telling these people who are protesting that, no, we don't like you rioting, but no, we don't want you to do this either.
I'll tell you why I don't think we're hypocritical and where I will give Kaepernick a little credit. He's putting his money where his big mouth is. That $1 million, if it actually goes to where he says it is a really good start because community programs are the place where the action is going to be on the grassroots ground floor to get some folks to not throw a brick through a window. So I'm giving him credit on that. Credit for that. But I can still criticize a guy for the effectiveness of his speech, even if it is, I'll defend to, I'm not defending people to the death. Okay, I'm not that guy. But I will defend them till I run out of breath in my big mouth and my lungs for his right for free speech. It's not free speech, but I'm with you on the idea of, you know, maybe not completely, you know, bury the guy, but the money thing is impressive to me. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I hold two flags that came off the casket of my grandparents and or my grandfathers, and I totally think it's disgusting what he's doing. But, you know, I try to reason with myself and say, you know what, that's what we told people to do, so, you know, that's where I stand, and I won't take up any more time. Thanks.
Did a fine job, sir. Never a waste of time to talk to a friend. Jim, how you doing?
Hello?
Hi, Jim. You're on the Large Morning Show.
Scott and Josh, how are you? I appreciate you taking my call.
And Max.
I just want to say I don't follow sports one bit, so whoever the guy is, I don't know, but if you look at St. Louis with the Senator Nasheed, that wouldn't stand up either. You know, that's closer to home, and like I said, I don't follow sports, so I have no idea who this guy is, but I appreciate your time.
No, Jim, I want to follow up just a quick question. What are your thoughts about your reaction to her, an elected official in government, in state government, represents not just her district, but all the people in the state? Think about her not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance or for the our national anthem.
She should stand up. I'm saying.
I agree. Okay.
Elected by us. So thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, and we appreciate you calling in. If at the Olympics, and I know that in 1968 there were protests where the guys that were, I don't know if they were in the relay or they were sprinters, and they had their fists up. They had the right fist up. You know, in the context of the times, I don't think that I am looking back on it particularly offended by that. But what if, let's say, our Olympic boxers or sprinters or, well, not the soccer team because they lost, or the basketball team decided that they were going to take a knee in Brazil while we raise the flag for them winning the gold medal? I think people would be, and rightfully so, outraged in a larger percentage than they are about Colin Kaepernick. I don't like what Colin Kaepernick did. And what he did was make a spectacle out of himself and distanced us, in my view, from what we're trying to do, which is bridge a gap that we have in our society. I think he's hurting rather than helping. So, Dan, you're next. How are you?
Hi, how you doing? You touched on something with me with the unions, because none of those NFL, Major League Baseball, none of them people are union members. They're all independent businessmen is what they are, because they all have an agent who probably is an attorney or whatever negotiating their deal. If they were union members, why didn't they refuse to play when the referees were on strike last year and got locked out? Why didn't the Major League Baseball players refuse to play when the umpires got locked out? It's all about the Benjamins with them people, and it's definitely, you know, hey, I am happy to see that the ratings are down for the NFL. It's like, you know, the average guy, if he did like what you said, would be fired. So
yeah, and you're right. I'm going to talk about the NFLPA. They're an insult to unions.
I I believe they are. I don't know how the Labor Relations Board ever certified them people to be a union. They're all independent businessmen. If they were a union, why doesn't everybody make the same amount of money? If you're the quarterback, the center, the left guard, the punter, the kicker, whoever, everybody makes the same amount of money.
Yeah,
you're an NFL player, right?
Right, and let's separate the wheat from the chaff. You mentioned the other sports leagues and their union representatives, and put it in quotes, air quotes. What union would negotiate on behalf of their representatives to not have guaranteed contracts in a sport that is as close to being an old ancient Coliseum fight of anything? That, I mean, how can they, in good conscience, agree to a CBA where there aren't at least guaranteed contracts? That's what stands them out as, I think, the worst of the worst.
I agree. They're not union members. They're, again, I hate to repeat myself, they're independent businessmen is all they are. You know, they'd...
We appreciate the call, Dan.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
And thank you.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Don. He's been holding a while. Don, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, thanks for taking my call. You remember a couple of years ago, there was a breakfast cereal that had a commercial on television that upset a lot of people in America, and it got everybody talking. Colin Kaepernick has upset a lot of people in America, but he's got us all talking, and that is very important. Whether you agree with what he's done or not, the fact is, all the listening audience of KTRS, and believe me, that's all of St. Louis, we're all talking.
And that's a great point. And you know what? If he was doing, if that was his intention, this guy is a lot smarter than his University of Nevada, Reno undergraduate degree.
What was
this guy? I mean, this guy is Einstein.
What was the cereal?
I don't know. Don, what was the cereal?
It was Cheerios. It was a Cheerio cereal. In fact, I think they did two of them. That kind of upset people in America because of the it was an interracial couple.
Oh,
and they had a child.
I recall that.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
I remember those ads. Yeah.
Well, thanks for reminding us on that, and thank you for the call. And you're right. Not only are we talking, but maybe we're moving closer to each other for a resolution to things that will help us. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want.
Hope so. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. All right, one more before we break.
Oh, sure.
Yvette, she's going to yell at me about chicks. That's okay. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Hello. This is Yvette. I agree a little with Don, the last caller. He did get us talking, got you talking much. but I must agree with Kaepernick in the points of with liberty and justice for all.
I agree
that
with that.
That line right there. You cannot, if you don't agree, it's a lie. If part of the whole is a lie, then you have to reject the whole thing. It doesn't say, it doesn't speak to you not being patriotic. You don't agree with that part.
Yvette, do you think that it makes it more difficult for folks to get an important point that he's trying to make by him doing that?
Well, he explained it later.
Okay.
In a couple of times, I think, when he gave the press conference.
Do you think all these football teams, players, a good number of them, should do what Kaepernick did and put some money where either their mouth is or where the need is, which I think, and I don't know, I'm not going to make you agree with me, I'm not even going to ask you, which I think is at the grassroots in the community.
I think that's extra.
That's extra.
The money. That's, yeah.
Okay.
How non-whites are being treated, that's the main issue.
Well, we certainly see, and there's just been some...
They see white privilege, and I understand that whites cannot, for the life of them, understand what's going on.
Tell us, there's three white guys sitting here, what are we missing?
I mean, getting a job to first fire, it's still happening.
Okay.
And
What's the one thing that the three guys in the room here, me, Max, and Josh, what are we missing that's important for us to open our eyes about, in your view, about the way the world is working or not working for African-American people?
Well, it's not going to change. It was like Trump being the nominee for the Republican Party.
Don't blame me for that.
No. I mean, it's just how many jumped on his bandwagon when he's truly preached hate. And we see a lot of people who smile in your face, but that's not how they truly feel.
Let's see if we can do a little better. Maybe we can advance the conversation and move closer to one another. How about that? Okay?
Justice for all and land of the free. That's in the song.
I thought you were going to yell at me for calling you a chick.
No.
Look at that. See? There's common ground right there. Thank you,
Yvette. All right. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much for taking the time to call.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
All
right. Let's take a break. We're going to stay with calls for the rest of the hour because we're loaded up. And if you want to sneak yourself in with a quick comment, 969-5877, 888-550-5877. More Large Morning Show. Scott in for Paul and for Frank. And Max and Josh. Be right back.
There aren't too many fast lanes out there this afternoon. Lots of slow going. Westbound on Highway 64 between Kings Highway, McCaws, and Eastbound 64. Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Slow there. Southbound on 170. It is getting a little better, but we're still seeing delays from Ladue down through 64. Stop and go now. Southbound 270. Page through Highway 44. Eastbound on Highway 64 coming up the hill from 141 towards Mason Road. Going to see delays there. Similar story eastbound on Highway 70 from just east of 270 up through the new roadwork at 170. At North County, eastbound on Highway 270. Delays between 370 and the Interbelt. Westbound Highway 70 heavy now from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out to the Wentzville interchange with Highway 64. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes and pockets between 94 and Highway 70. Seeing a pocket of volume as well, 141 approaching Highway 44 headed southward from the Big Bend area. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now, it's a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd with KTRS Fitzy Mortgage, Airborne Traffic.
Get rid of that chronic knee pain today with Joint Rejuvenation Therapy. A new treatment is now available here in St. Louis. This remarkably effective treatment replenishes fluids in your joints, decreases friction, and alleviates pain. The patient satisfaction reports are amazing. Want to learn more? Call Superior Healthcare Physical Medicine now. Call 314-394-1923. Joint Rejuvenation Therapy is non-surgical. No steroids either. It's FDA approved. And yes, it is covered by Medicare and health insurance. If your knees hurt when you stand up, walk, or climb stairs, it's time to get relief with Joint Rejuvenation Therapy. It's now available in our area. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare Physical Medicine on Manchester Road. Get a free consultation at 314-394-1923. You don't have to live with that knee pain anymore. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare now. 314-394-1923.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Hi, Mike England, president of St. Mary's High School. Have you been to the city's south side lately? At St. Mary's High School, we've been lighting the way for young men seeking a high-quality education and athletic opportunities since 1931. Our beautiful 27-acre campus continues to transform from Divis Field, our field of dreams for baseball, to updated locker rooms, to Cresco Miller Field, our new state-of-the-art turf field just installed this summer. The South Side continues to get brighter. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
There are banks. Then there's Triad Bank, a refreshingly different banking alternative. Most banks treat you like a number. Because Triad Bank is locally owned and independent, they cater to your unique banking needs. And because Triad Bank is not cookie cutter, every banking service at Triad Bank has your best financial interest in mind. If your bank treats you like a number, head to Triad Bank on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection across from Plaza Frontenac. Triad Bank, your business, your family, your bank. Online at triadbanking.com.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
All right, we just have a few more minutes, but we got a whole bank of phones. I'm going to go to line two. Tim, how are you?
Great.
What can we do for you vis-a-vis Colin Kaepernick?
I just had to call in. It was the first time I ever called in, and it was just kind of piqued my interest about what's been going on here recently. And, you know, I'm just an average person, and from my perspective, it's not the fact that a majority of the people that have been getting killed by police officers recently have been black, but from my perspective, is that these people, I don't know if they have a lack of respect for authority, but it seems to me, at least from all news accounts, that these people have just done one thing and obeyed the commands of the officer, regardless of whether they liked it or not. But if they just did what they were told to do, a lot of them probably would still be alive.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Every case is different. The South Carolina case looks really, really bad. This one in Tulsa looks different than the one in North Carolina. What I would like to say is that if we learn the rules, I think that we can defuse some of this stuff. But in the context of a speech about an issue, work's probably not the right place for it. Roger, you're next. Welcome to the Large Morning Show.
Yes, I agree with that last caller. If I told my kids, I don't care what the cop tells you to do, you just do it. And then if you did something wrong, we'll address it later, but you just do what they tell you. And if Kaepernick wants to do something, I think what he is doing is spurring our talk, but it's a wrong talk. It's a decisive for being divided because of what he's doing. He needs to stand up there with the President of the United States and say, this is what you need to do, this is how you do it. You listen to the police officers, and it'll be all okay. And if they do something wrong, they address that later. But you're not going to get killed by doing what they're going to tell you to do.
It's good advice. I appreciate it.
And secondly, how about the high school players? They're starting to get on board with this stuff.
Yeah.
What's the school board and what's the school going to do and the coaches going to do with them to tell them, no, this isn't what you're going to do? And do they have any grounds to tell them, hey, you're not going to do this or you're not going to play?
Outstanding. I'll address it just in 1 second. I appreciate the call. We want to get to Janet. In the context of school speech, it is limited. Although under the Tinker case, the armband case, you don't leave your constitutional rights at the schoolhouse gate. If you are being disruptive to the mission of the school, and there was a case from Hazelwood's school newspaper about 10 years ago that said that the school can punish and censor and I guess come down on those kids that are disrupting the mission of the school, which is to educate. So you have less rights in the school. I've seen this down in Texas with a volleyball team, and other schools are doing this too. You can punish these kids. This is where Kaepernick's speech is ineffective for me because it's dividing us apart, which the last two callers said. Janet, we want to get you in right now. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
I agree with the last two.
I am white. My son has been taken out of a vehicle with a gun drawn, handcuffed, and all because the officer said that he thought he saw a gun in his hand. He was texting. Okay, it's not just I guess I don't get it. I don't understand what it means to be black, but you don't understand what it means to be white. Again, my son was pulled out of the vehicle. I've told them to listen to the officers. Whatever they say, you do. We can deal with it afterward. Don't argue. My son had a wreck, and he apologized to the highway patrol because he had to come out there because of his stupidity of wrecking my car. And the officer's like, well, I still have to give it a ticket. He's like, I know, but what I did was wrong.
Janet, you made a very good point about complying with the order of the officer, and if they violate your rights, you can deal with it later. That's great advice for everyone, and I'm glad you said that. And I'm glad you called. We got to take one more. We want to get one more. Okay?
But I do think he should ride along with the officers to see what they go through also.
It's a good point. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
One quick, Aaron, we got about a minute.
Hello. I'll make it quick. I just wanted to say I read recently that Jackie Robinson, in his autobiography, said he hated singing the national anthem. Hated it. And you can look it up. And this is one of the most respected athletes in our country.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go. Well, I knew a couple of guys that were professional baseball players. Chet Lemon and Lou Whitaker played for the Detroit Tigers, and I happened to work for them one summer, and they didn't stand for the national anthem, but it was because they were Jehovah's Witnesses, and they would not stand for any idol other than their God. That's protected speech, and it was done in a dugout, so it wasn't so public. But I also know that Jackie Robinson was appalled by the way the political process went, and he was a dyed-in-the-wool Republican his entire life. Thank everybody for calling. We could have a whole bunch more. We'll have some fun in hour three. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After 3 days of protest in Charlotte, North Carolina, this video just released doesn't settle whether the police